Buddha.
What's good? You're now tuned into the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. You already know. We here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling, relaxing on this nice day. Figured I'd come down here and talk to the people, man. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I wanted to come down, man, just talk a little bit. As you know, I'm just sitting here, and you know, this is the Retro Rick Podcast, so, you know, I wanted to kind of give a little backstory on why, you know, I like retro shit, you know what I'm saying? Mainly like retro kicks, that's my thing, you know? My first retros, the first thing that I've ever retroed personally, and I don't even know if, you know, retro was a word at the time, I was in the 7th grade, and I did a pair of Spud Webbs. If you don't know who Spud Webb is, he's like the second shortest NBA player ever. He was 5'7", and he won the dunk contest against Dominique. He won the dunk contest against Dominique Wilkins, right? Back in like 86 or 87 or something like that. He had bunnies. But he had on some Pony City Pro Wings, Pony Pro Wings, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And they kind of look like Uptowns. They're ponies though. You know what I'm saying? Don't got it. It got the like the little V and shit. So I had the white and black. I had the white, black, and red ones. And my man had the white, blue, and red joints. We might have even got them at the same time type shit. But that was the first pair of joints that, because those was like 86 when he wore them joints. And I got them joints in like, what, 97 type of situation, you know what I'm saying? So that was a retro, if you think about it, you know what I'm saying? Because he wore those in 86, 87, here I am, you know, 10 years later. So retro, I don't even think that was a word then, you know what I mean? I might have to look that up to see if it was, but ever since then, I've always been intrigued with, like, doing that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, like, I always had a solid sneaker game. I could say that. I've always had a solid sneaker game. You know, I grew up with my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she didn't have a lot. So, you know, I ain't gonna say I had the best outfits in the world, but I definitely wasn't like you know, dirty and shit like that. Like, I was always get buyable. If that's a word, which it's not probably, but I always could get by. But one thing's for sure, I always had a decent kick game. I don't give a fuck if I had one pair of sneakers. You know what I'm saying? I always had a decent sneaker on. You know what I'm saying? There's been a couple of times where, you know, I might have missed that first week of school now because I ain't had no kicks. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I remember one time, like, I don't know, something, my grandmother, you know what I'm saying, who I live with, you know, she ain't had no bread at the time around when school was coming back, right? So I don't know what was going on with my mom's at the time. I don't know if she was out of town. I don't know what, but she couldn't get with me. My uncle, salute to him, he bought me some joints. But my uncle is a big nigga. Like, he bought me a pair of his joints to come to rock with until, you know what I'm saying, my mom got with me or whatever the case. You know what I mean? He bought me some joints. And them joints was like, them joints was wild big on me. I couldn't do those. You know what I mean? And then, like, at the last minute, my cousin Slick came through. And he bought me the Nike Air Missions. You dig, with the strap. Remember those, the Nike Air Missions, the all black. I had the all black with like the white bottom and the white you know, like around a check type situation. And I'm looking for, currently looking for those right now. And it's crazy because they, a couple of years ago, they brought them back, and I fucking, you know how when they bring something back, you'll look at it, be like, yo, I'm gonna grab that. Ain't nobody thinking about them joints. I'm gonna grab it. Then you don't grab it. And then when you go try to grab it, niggas is trying to pay wild bread for them because, I mean, they're trying to charge wild bread because they know that niggas really want them joints. You know what I'm saying? So I always talk about my hit list. Those joints is on my hit list. And it's crazy. I seen a pair for $200 and I was willing to buy them joints. You know what I'm saying? See, that's the thing. Like, niggas will spend $200-$300. Niggas spend $250-$300 on some J's and all that. Like, I spend $200-$300 on something from, you know what I'm saying, 91. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I am. But them shits wasn't my size and shit. So I thought they was, but they wasn't. But yeah, so came through with those. And, you know, it was lit. But the ponies is the first joints that I retro. You know what I'm saying? And me and my man got a song. I might fuck around and play it at the end of this joint. I might. If I could find it. It might be in my other phone. But me and my man got a song. And it's about sneakers. It might be even called Sneakers and Shit. And in the song, I was like, 7th grade in the 90s, retroed the ponies. Only nigga with them was me at 730. That's my man who I was talking about. But, you know, I grew up around a lot of niggas that had shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas had, you know, a lot of niggas' feet game was, you know, on deck. You know what I'm saying? Doing what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas had, you know, more access to more money than me. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be, you know, their parents or whether they was, like, little 1-2 hustling situation, you know what I'm saying? But really it was more the parents' situation in the middle school and shit. Maybe when niggas got to high school, niggas start stepping out and doing their own thing or whatever the case. But, you know, again, like, I didn't come from a lot. So, you know, my grandmother's got me what she could when she could and shit like that. And I was never a dirty up my sneaker type nigga. So if I got my hands on 4 or 5 pairs of sneakers, I made sure they was always clean and shit like that, you know what I mean, till I could start working and move around and, you know, grabbing my own shit. But like I said, I always used to have sneakers. My cousin Isaiah, my cousin Zeke and shit, me and him used to link up in the summertime because he was in North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? We used to link up in the summertime. Salute to my cousin, man. That's nigga like my brother. We cousins, but we like brothers and shit. That's the only nigga that I'll tell anybody that I can't fuck with in basketball. The rest of you niggas is food. Y'all can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But I give it up to cuz. Like, that's my goat right there. You know what I'm saying? We like 2 months apart and all that. Like, but I give it up to cuz. That's my goat. The rest of you niggas is food. I'll give it to any one of you niggas. I don't care if you know me or you don't know me. Trust me, you can't fuck with me. But I was off on a tangent. But yeah, so he used to get crazy, like, you know what I mean? So I will save all my sneakers. And that's another reason why I used to, like, keep my shit together, because I knew I was going to have to battle him in the summertime, because I was like, all right, he going to come up with some shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm from LA, I'm from Riverhead, he's from North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? His pops and my family he would come stay the summers with his pops and East Hampton and shit like that, which is my uncle and my godfather, and I knew he was gonna come with some shit. So I'm like, all right, I know Zeke gonna come with some shit. I can't be half-assing, you know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why I kept my shit clean, even if I didn't have the quantity he had, because he used to have some shit. So even if I didn't have the quantity, my shit was still clean, and I had what I had, you know what I'm saying? So we used to do that. We used to do that and shit, you know? So then, about 1994, right? I'm sure y'all, people who's listening to this, you probably heard of Tanger Outlets. Tanger Outlets might have came to my hood first. You know what I'm saying? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but in 1994, Tanger Outlets came to the hood. Now, Tanger Outlets, I don't know if they knew where they was going when they touched down, but they had everything. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, this is the mid-90s. This is the mid fucking 90s, right? So Tanger Outlet is coming there, and it's two. They had Tanger Outlet 1 and 2. They was next to each other. And they had, if I'm not mistaken, I think they had two Nike outlets. I think both of them had a Nike outlet. But they had everything. You know what I'm saying? They had a fucking Polo outlet, Tommy Hilfiger outlet, Nike, Puma, Adidas, fucking Reebok. I think they had Fila, Timberland. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, back then, a lot of us, again, a lot of our parents didn't have it like that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times niggas was just bad. You know what I'm saying? So you know what we did? We would go to Tanger Outlet, switch our joints, and be gone. And it was really that easy. It was so easy. It was to the point, it was so easy that niggas would literally just walk in Reebok, put a pair of Reeboks on, and walk out. That's it. That's it. It took them a long time to I guess, like, try to get that under control. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, you got to think about it. That shit is, like, it's a new store. They, you know what I mean? Like, we was hitting them hard. And I know that even more people, even probably niggas that I ain't chill with, was hitting them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about the people that I was around. I know all the niggas that I was around got kicks. So imagine motherfuckers that I didn't chill with like that. They probably was doing the same thing with they people. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was crazy. And there was a time where, I remember one time, I think my man got chased out of Timberland one time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, after a while, like, we were so young and just doing that shit so consistently that we wasn't even thinking about, like, yo, let's chill for a minute. Like, let's hit them niggas, like, once in a while. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas would be going up there a day. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like, we was so young that we didn't realize, yo, let's hit a lick and then chill. You know what I'm saying? Then go back, hit a lick. You know what I mean? Because, again, at that time, like, shit like that occurred. You know what I'm saying? Especially in outlets and things like that. You know what I'm saying? We talking about the mid-90s where niggas was getting robbed for their sneakers and their Jordans and all that. You know what I'm saying? So niggas used to get busy, right? Now, if you remember Jadakiss, he had a song called, I forget the name of the song, but in the joint he was like, yo, I'm going to get bucks like Milwaukee because like Sam, I could sell, right? Now, Sam Cassell used to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, right? He was the point guard. He used to wear these high-top Reeboks. And they got the, like, little drawstring in the back. You know what I'm saying? They high-top, got a Reebok logo on the side. They came in a few colors. You know what I'm saying? Joints is fire. Now, most people don't even know the name of them joints. They're called the Reebok Rafters. But most people don't even know the name of them. They just call them the Sam Cassells, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if those was his signature shoe. Like, niggas, you know how, see, back in the days, niggas used to give people signature shoes. Like, if you played in those might have just been more his favorite sneaker to play ball in. But being that he played ball in them, because he wasn't the only one that played ball in them. I just always called him the Sam Cassells, and most people did, you know what I'm saying? But other people played in them. But that's how it was back in the days, like, You would see somebody playing in something, you'd be like, oh, yo, yeah, I'm about to get the, you know what I mean, the Sam Cassells. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just will just give niggas shoes. And it was crazy to me because it's like, yo, you don't even know if that's the nigga's signature shoe. But what was interesting about that is Reebok Outlet and Tanger had got some, right? So, not only did they have the Sam Cassells, they had the team Sam Cassells. So, meaning that where the logo was, again, if you look these shoes up, I kind of want you, if you're listening to this, look these shoes up. They're called the Reebok Rafters. Look these shoes up. But the logo on the Reebok was a team, right? So, you had, you know, a bunch of different teams or whatever the case. So my mans, I don't know if my mans put me on or I put him on or we just was in Tanger one day and we seen that they had him. I'm not sure I'm not sure what the case was, right? But we was on some shit, and we seen that they had him, right? So my mans, we was like, yo, man, let's go get the Reebok joints. Like, I bet. So we go in the Reebok, right? Now, my man, he go get the Jazz joints, right? So his joints is all white with the purple stripe, with the, you know, purple stripe going up the side, and the logo was the Jazz logo. Fire, right? I go get the motherfucking Nick joints. I wanted, them shits was so ill to me. They was just, and they was like a basic color. They was all white with the orange. You know what I'm saying? They was all white with the orange and the, you know, the Knicks logo where the Reebok sign was supposed to go. Fire. And, you know, what's crazy at the time is I think I got them shits a size bigger. Because my man, he went in there, he got the joints, that was his size. And I think the only ones they had left, I think the only ones that they had left was the Reebok joints, right? But they was like a size too big. They might have fucked around and been a size and a half too big. I don't know. But I'm going to let you know something. I don't give a fuck if them shits was three sizes too big. I wanted them shits. But the point was, I needed to get them. I think they was a size big because I remember I had like a lot of room in them joints, right? So we in Tanger, we go in there again, switch our shoes out. Matter of fact, we didn't switch our shoes out. I think we just put them shits in our jacket type shit or under our shirt or whatever the fuck. I forget exactly how we got them out. We got them out though because I know we didn't switch them out because we got them out and we stashed them in the bushes, right? We stashed them in the bushes. Now, we didn't get chased, followed, none of that shit. And my man was like, yo, let's go get another pair, right? I don't know if we was going to go with Nike or, you know, we young knuckleheads doing knucklehead shit, you know what I'm saying? So we probably went up there with the mind frame of, yo, let's go get busy. Like, let's go, you know, back in, you know, in the early 90s, in the late 80s, early 90s and things like that. Remember, they had the low lives, right? And what the low lives would do is, they would be poloed from head to toe. They would run up in the polo store, snatch anything, and dip out. You know what I'm saying? And it's that was a way of life for them. Like, that's what they did. So we probably was on some shit like that, but not like that exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think we probably was like, yo, let's just go around. You know what I mean? Because, again, they had Tommy. They had, like, all the outlets. So we probably was going to go get some more shit. Put our shit in the bushes. We come back. Now, mind you, my man put his shit in the bushes. I put my shit in the bushes. Might have put them in different bushes. I don't know. But we go, we walk around, whatever the case. We come back to the bushes. My man go in the bushes, get his shit. I go in the bushes, my shit gone. I'm sick. When I say I'm sick, I'm sick. When I say I'm sick, I'm sick. I'm sick. How the fuck, first of all, how the fuck, me and this nigga did this, look, listen, the shit's is damn near in the same bush, just he probably put his shit like 7 feet further away from mine. So if you watching us put shit here and you're like, oh, they just put something over there, I'm gonna go get it, why y'all ain't go fucking get his shit too? Whoever you was. You understand what I'm saying? We literally put our shit no more than 10 feet apart. Literally. In the same bushes. No more than 10 feet apart. How the fuck is his shit still there in the bag and my shit gone? Whoever seen, like, it, we literally did that shit at the same time. What the fuck? You wasn't a Jazz fan? You should have still took his shit because you knew you was going to make me sick. You should have still took his shit so he could be sick with me. But nah, you just want to take my shit. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Let's say So then I'm like, all right, I'm sick, I'm tight, whatever the case, right? Time go. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know, they shut the whole little situation down with the Tenga. So niggas is off that. Niggas is getting older. You know what I'm saying? Years is going by, whatever the case. Let's say that happened in 01. Right? Let's just say that happened in like 01, 02. In that time frame. It was in that time frame. It was before Get Rich or Die Trying came out in 03. This was before that. So it had to be, I don't want to put 2000 on it. But let's just say between mid-2000 and 02, that happened, right? So I say, yo, man, I'm retro Rick. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm still doing my thing. I'm still retro and shit. I'm still copping shit. I'm still retro and shit or whatever the case. I say, yo, I'm going to get the motherfucking Reeboks, right? And the crazy thing is I forgot the name of them joints. I forgot that they was the Rafters, right? And for the life of me, see, back then you couldn't just, it wasn't so, now you can find out anything now. You know what I'm saying? Like back then it wasn't like super internet-y. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't just type in a couple of words describing something and then exactly what you're looking for pop up like it is now. You know what I'm saying? Like you can send me, tell me to type in, yo, you seen this video? Yo, you seen the dude on the bus get his hat slapped off? Or whatever the case, and I could just go on Google and be like, hat slapped off on the bus, like, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case, and it pop up. It wasn't like that, right? So I'm like, yo, for the longest time, I was just trying to find Sam Cassell Reeboks, right? So let's say that was, let's just say 01, right? Just to put a specific time frame on it. Let's say that was 01. I looked for the name of that shoe every couple of days for maybe 5 years. You know what I'm saying? It was around 06 when I finally, oh, okay, these are the Rafters. Maybe around 06. You know what I'm saying? Around 06, maybe even 05. So maybe about 4 or 5 years just searching for just trying to find out the fucking name alone, right? Had to be around that time because I got with my wife in 05. Like, we say 05. It might have been a little before. For that. Nah, I think because of the way, I think it was the year turn. I think it was. Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't get well 05. 04, I mean. So let's say 05. So it had to be around that time because I remember I was with my wife when I found out the name of them joints. So that, regardless on what, it was around 05. Bet. All right, now I got to track these shits down. Right? And around 05. You know, YouTube is getting bigger and things like that. You start looking at different shit or whatever the case. But I never found them joints, right? Never found them joints. Now I got the name. And I can see pictures. Came across a couple pictures. I'm like, damn, yo, like nobody's selling these joints. I can't go on eBay. That was the main joint, right? eBay. Because they didn't have, like, now you got all type of sites and shit like that. Legit shit, you know what I'm saying? You got all type of, you know, places where you can go and, you know what I mean? Now you got Instagram, you got YouTube. You can hit a nigga on the sneaker nigga and, you know what I mean? Like, I got a couple people I'd be hitting, like, yo, you know where these at? Yo, can you point me in the direction of these? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, cerebral with that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, where was I? Oh, so, got the name of the joints, right? This is, like, 05, because I'm with my wife. Okay, cool. Now I'm like, yo, how the fuck am I going to get my hands on these joints, right? So I'm starting to look around on eBay. Okay. And that, like I said, that was the main place. You know what I'm saying? And then that was like 05. I say about, we in 2022. I say about 2010, 2011, somewhere around then. I'm on eBay looking around. boom, found them, right? Because up until then, I would always see them. Like, once I start to, like, all right, these are the rafters, boom. I had a couple places where I could check. I started to see them, but pictures and, you know, seeing some... See some people talk about them, like discussions and shit. Cause you know, back then, you know, they had like sneaker blogs and shit like that. All right. So when I finally was able to see a pair in my size, in good condition, like basic and brand new, I copped them, right? Paid like $180. You know what I mean? Paid like $180 for them. Boom. Now, mind you, these are the OGs, right? So these is like, these is brand new, brand spanking new OG from 98. I only got one wear on them shits, right? And I knew that, because, you know, let me tell you, like, this is another reason why I like quality. I mean, quality over quantity, right? Because if you got 300 pairs of sneakers, you're not wearing all of those sneakers. Sometimes I'll get tired of me not wearing the sneakers so much and sell it. And cop something else. You know what I'm saying? But when you don't wear your sneakers, they crack, they chip. You know what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes I'll go in there and I'll go in my closet and I'll just take my sneakers out. I might bring them downstairs, put them by the door to let, like, air get to them. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Couple months ago, me and the wife, we about to head out somewhere, do a date. You know what I mean? A little date situation. Was it a date situation? I don't know. Me and the wife and the kid, we was going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I had my heels on. And I don't wear my Grant Hills, 95 rookie Grant Hills, my favorite sneaker of all time. I'll put them up against anything. Come through. Come through. Bring your Jordan 1s. Bring your Jordan 4s. Bring your OG 1s. Bring whatever. I'm pulling up in some 95 Grant Hills. Straight up and down. The white and navy blue. I'm pulling up in them. I don't give a fuck if you pull up in some Dunks. I don't care if you pull up in some motherfucking Rasheed Wallace patent leather ones. I don't care if you pull up in whatever you pull up in. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever you pull up in, I'm pulling up in the 95 Grant Hills, the rookie joints. Those is my grails. Those is my sneakers right there. You know what I'm saying? The Sam Cassells is a grail too. Because right now, I'm trying to find a wearable pair, right? So, before I get back to the Grant Hill, the Sam Cassells, I say that because those is OGs, you know what I'm saying? So when I put them on, when the Cassells got to me, I put them on, I'm like, damn, man, I'm not going to be able to just get busy in these because I know they're going to crack and do all that. I don't want that, you know what I mean? So I say, you know what? I wore them joints one time. Niggas was like, oh, shit. Like, a couple people, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I ain't seen them joints in a minute. Whatever the case, that happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, boom. I hung a shelf up in my basement, and they there. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I got the walls repainted in my basement. So I took them outside. I took them, like, I'm, like, particular. I treat them shits like a baby, yo. I took them shits because the people that did this shit, like, they took everything down that's on the wall. And then, you know, like, I had a couple posters. I got a DVD shelf hanging on the wall. I got my projector and shit like that. They took that shit down, painted it and all that, and they put it back up. I didn't trust them with my Sam Cassells. You know what I'm saying? I trusted these niggas with, I got a 100-inch fucking projector screen. A 100-inch projector screen on my wall. I trust them with that. Right? You niggas is not touching my fucking Sam Cassells, yo. You know what I'm saying? You niggas is not touching my Sam Cassells. So I put them shits back in the box, put them shits back in the closet. So at some point today, I got to go. I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to probably throw a picture up of the gram, man. You know what I'm saying? And, But them shits, they cracked on me. Like, the sole of them joints cracked. Now, take it back to the Grant Hills and why I say I like quality over quantity, because I'd rather have a few amount of some heat, like, the shit that I really, really, really want over, like, just a bunch of pairs. Because I can get a bunch of pairs of sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all could cop. Like, I watch niggas that cop 2, 3, 4, 5 pairs of sneakers a week. You know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I got a wife. I got 3 kids. I got bills. I ain't on it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't buy sneakers to have the new sneaker. You know what I'm saying? I've never been like that. I don't buy sneakers to have the new sneakers. I just got a list of shit, and I get shit off that list when I come across it. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single day, I look for different sneakers that's on my list. Literally every single day. And let's say right now, I stop this podcast, go upstairs, look on my list. Let's say the Nike Air Missions. Let's say I come across a pair of them. I still might not buy them. You know what I'm saying? I might see them, note it, boom, okay, they there, and watch it, but not buy it. Because I don't need to buy every single sneaker just because I can or just because I want it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got, you know what I mean, other shit. You know what I mean? But when I want to pull a trigger, I pull a trigger. You know what I'm saying? But so, yeah, we was about to go out. And I'm walking. I went to get some drinks before we got on the road, and you know how you feel like you got gum on your foot. I feel like I got gum on my foot. So I look, and I'm like, yo, my shit talking. You know what I mean? Remember niggas' shoes used to talk back in the days? Like them shit just used to flap. My fucking Grand Hills, my nigga. Like yo, my favorite sneaker of all time in the world. I bring these out every now and again. You know what I'm saying? In a year, the Hills might come out. Listen, four times in a year is pushing it for the Hills. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I only rock the Hills. And I say this, I've said this on previous podcasts and shit like that. But being that this is the Retro Rick podcast, we here now, and I'm going to say it again. Just like those of you who's listening, you probably like me. You got situational sneakers. You know what I'm saying? I got my go to the store everyday errand sneakers, right? None of my shits is fucked up. Like, they all sneakers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never gonna, unless you catch me just getting off from work in work boots, you know what I'm saying? Then all right. And that has happened too, man. Niggas, I'm in line at the fucking grocery store, fresh off from work. Niggas looking, nigga might got some like feeling like he got something on, so he looking at my shit like, look at this nigga. I'm like, dog, you know these is work boots, right? I'll go swan dive in the closet on your ass, and it'd be a different story. But that's neither here nor there. So I got my errands, right? Got my joints when it's running around with the errands. I got my sneakers when it's family time. You know what I mean? Like, see, now I got my family joints, right? When it's me, the wife, and the kids. I broadened that a little bit because when my son was younger, he used to like to get picked up a lot and, you know, gotta feed him and, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes he might drop something on your sneaker, something like that. So I had certain shit for that. So that got wider now, because, you know, he's about to be 7 this summer. Like, he a big boy. Like, he good. And he like me. He like to keep his shit clean. He, you know what I'm saying? Me and him, we get together, we wash our sneakers and all that. So that's wider. And then I got my, you know, shit that I bring out when it's just me and the wife, and like, we really about to go out. Like, we going out to eat, or like, I got different shit. Like, we going out to eat, I got, yeah, if we going out, motherfucking comedy show, or taking a vacation somewhere, like, you know, I got situational kicks. You know what I'm saying? The Hills only come out every now and again, and them shits was flapping. So y'all niggas that got a lot of sneakers, wear your sneakers, man. Or at least, like, even if you put them on and just wear them around the house, like, let them shits, you know what I mean, don't get hard and stiffen up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you just walking around, well, not around your house, but, you know what I'm saying, like, go outside and just walk around. You know what I'm saying? If you just walk back and forth to your car a few times, like, wear your joints, man. Put your feet in your kicks. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, you got that. So I got these shits. They crack on me. So now I'm actively looking for a pair of Reebok Rafters. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing some. Them shits is, they're not wearable. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, they never retro these. So if you buy these, you're getting the OG from 98. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I seen this one dude on YouTube. He had like every color. He had all the team joints. And I was just sitting there fucking drooling at the video. Like, what the fuck? Which one of these do you want to sell, my nigga? Like, which one, what do you want? He wasn't selling none, though. But I was fucking drooling at the screen, like, nah, this nigga got all these joints. But, yeah, man, so, yeah, that shit wild. But, yeah, man, so that's what I'm doing right now, man. I'm actively looking for a pair that I could rock, man. I got to step out in the world with them joints, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to step out in the world with them joints. Like, niggas got to see them, man. Because niggas ain't up on that, man. Niggas got to see them, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. But, yo, this is the Retro Rick podcast. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to come on here and tell y'all the search for, you know what I mean? Story about searching for one of my grills, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully y'all enjoyed this story. And this is, like I said, when I said I'm going to take the podcast into different directions, this is what I mean. Saying, just come on here and just chopping it up for about whatever I want to chop it up about. You know what I'm saying? Telling some stories, you know, just things like that, man. So again, man, it's free to support. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost you nothing to support. You know what I'm saying? When you see a nigga out here that's doing what he's supposed to do, solid nigga, support that person. You know what I'm saying? It's free. It don't cost no bread. You ain't gonna lose no sleep over it. Spread the word about the podcast, man. This is the all-new Retro Rick podcast. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we giving it up. So, you know, like I said, I just wanted to come on here and tell that story. Yo, if you come across some Reebok rafters, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. And I got a bunch of stories like that. I got a lot of stories like this. You know what I'm saying? I lost a pair of motherfucking Bo Jacksons on the bus in Brooklyn with my wife. I'm going to tell that story because she owed me some Bo Jacksons. Word. She definitely owed me some Bo Jacksons. Word. My wife owed me some Bo Jacksons, yo. Word. The more I say it, the more I feel like, yeah, my wife owed me some Bo Jacksons. Like, I'm about to end the podcast, go upstairs, and, yeah. You owe me some Bo Jacksons. Yo, my wife owed me some Bo Jacksons. I'm blaming it on her. You know what I'm saying? Because when we together, we just be in our own world, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really be in our own world. And I dead ass lost a brand new pair of Bo Jackson, the medicine ball joint, yo, on a bus in Brooklyn. Word. My wife, I'm about to go upstairs and have her get me some Bo Jacksons because she really owed me some Bo Jacksons. But nah, but yeah, man. So I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast, man. Be on the lookout for more. All my information is in the description if you want to reach out. I'm saying, if you got any type of business you want to do, or even if you have like a business or something you want to talk about, or you know, promote or whatever the case, you know, hit me up, man. Talk about it on the podcast. But again, yo, hope you enjoyed the story. And this shit real, man. You know what I'm saying? Wear your kicks. Wear your kicks. I'ma always preach that. Wear your kicks. Wear your kicks. Wear your kicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually about to send off. I got the Victor Cruz. Remember the Victor Cruz joints? The suede blue trainers. Those are my yo. Them joints might be my favorite trainers, yo. The Victor Cruz joints. You know what I'm saying? He took like a couple different trainers and put them into his. You know what I mean? Like, it's like he made a mixture of, like, three or four different trainers and put them into his shits. They might be my favorite joints, man. You know what I'm saying? But they all, I got the suede blue joints. Remember, they was about to drop the all red Nike joints. You know what I'm saying? They all red Nike joints, but they didn't fucking, Yeezy dropped the red Yeezys, and they was having a problem, so Nike ain't want to do the color and all this wild shit. Nike, y'all wild for that. Y'all should have did them Victor Cruises. And the time when they did hit, Them niggas hit. They hit like a shipment got leaked out, and it got leaked in L.I. Of all places, it got leaked in L.I. When I'm not in L.I., I would have bought all of them shits. I would have bought all of them shits. I don't give a fuck if it was 10 in that bitch. I would have bought all 10. I'd have bought all 10. But that happened. But yeah, I'm about to send them joints out. I'm about to send them joints out, and I think I'm going to send those, and I got a couple pairs to send for my wife. Like, you know, my wife got the bow. Like, I be buying, listen, if you ever see a picture of my wife or see my wife in person or some shit like that, whatever she got on her feet, I bought. Like, I'm the sneaker guy here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's me. She got some Bo Jacksons. I mean, she got some 94 Barclays, like, that everybody was, like, wanting to come back. Like, she been had them joints, like, I been got of those joints. I be retroing her shit for her. She don't know what's going on, but I'm like, yeah, it's just fire, like. But I think I'm going to send those and my suede blue Vic Cruises to get cleaned and shit. You know what I'm saying? Summertime coming, I'm trying to pop out in them joints, like. And they don't even need cleaning, but I want them shits to look, like, like they look when I, you know what I mean? Like, I barely wore them shits, but for some reason to me, they being that it's an all suede shoe, I'm scared to touch that shit. I will not clean no suede. Leather, I'll clean and get right myself if it need be, but like I said, I don't never dirty my sneakers up. But I'm not touching no suede. I don't care. I got Jason Mark cleaner. I got some other shit. I'm not touching no suede. I'm going to send them joints off to get clean. But, yeah, man, I'm about to sign off. This is the Retro Rick Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, the Retro Rick Podcast @gmail.com. And I'm up out of here, man.